Hello, everybody. Glory to God. Praise God.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make
me whole again? Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome. Let's pray. Glory. Praise the Holy Name. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, tonight I come, Father. Hiding myself, Father God, behind your precious cross, that you may be able to come forth and minister, Lord Jesus, tonight. Wash us, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And cleanse us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Father, when we do this, when we ask you for forgiveness, you are good and you are just. To forgive us, no matter how many times we come, you will forgive us from all our sins and from all our unrighteousness. Tonight we come, Father God, with an urgency. As we see everything that's in display right in front of our very own eyes. Tonight we come and we bow. Not only for ourselves, but for every single individual that is alive today. Here and around the nations of the world, we come and we bow. And we say, Father, forgive us, because we know not what we are doing. No one knows who is going to make it. Only you, Lord God, knows. But we can come and we can humble ourselves and we can seek mercy in the time of needs. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for you to cleanse us tonight, I pray. And as we come and as we reason one to another corporately, standing and holding hands together, even though, Lord God, we are not in the same place, but our spirit man comes and it intertwines and it touches. And because we are a spirit, and because we live in a body, we are trusting and we are believing you, Lord God, tonight, that our spirit man is awakening to every other spirits that we come in contact with, or even the ones that's going to hear our voices or my voice on this recording whenever it's available. Heavenly Father, we come and we bow and we give up ourselves, which is our body, and we place it into your hands tonight. completely wash us, completely clean us, completely use our mouth for your mouth, our hands and our feet, even the hair on our head, which you say is numbered, use it for your purpose. Teach us, Lord God, tonight and forever, how to be able. To be able to see and hear and know what the Spirit is saying to us, the body of Christ today. Give us the eyes that we may be able to see. Give us the spirit of discernment. Teach us how to smell. Teach us how to feel. Teach us how to know when the enemy is intact and when the enemy is around, even when it's not even into our area. Teach us how. To be so sensitive of evil spirits. We bind tonight the spirit of Obia. There's a lot of people out there that's doing that right now. They're calling it roots. We break and we bind that off our families. Set our families apart. We plead your unconditional blood over our generation tonight. Over our families tonight. Father, we come into the womb of the male and the womb of the woman. Come together as one. Husband and wife come together in their belly. I'm not talking about the natural. I am referring to the spiritual, where everything is birthed out of the inside. Heavenly Father, we come now and we call for a womb-like experience. We speak into the realm of the spirit. We go right now into the area where there is muddy, mucky water, mercury, water looking so muddy, where we just go in right now and we step into it and we command it to come clean. We stand in the gap for our families tonight, Lord God Almighty. And whatever the enemy deemed for destruction, we plead the blood and we said it will not come into our dwelling. Wherever we reside, it will not come there. Tonight I declare that our foot will be the footmobile of the enemy. Where the enemy has no power and no authority, and the enemy is under our feet. We bind every lying demonic tongue that raise and rise up against us tonight and want to come and use their ugly sense. I call for sense, stinkness, stench. Oh, kolaba, isikundu kurabaya nekata. The word, the clear. That if we speak in the realm of the spirit, and if we have no interpretation, we are just building up our spirit, man. So tonight, if there's no interpretation of what I just said in the spirit, I am communicating with you, Daddy. I break and I bind the spirit of the tiger. Every tiger-like spirit, I come against that foul spirit right now. Every tail that's long come out. We put it back under the feet of the enemy. It will not come here and it will not lash out against us. Every fiery darts of the enemy, we break it and we bind it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every foul ancestral spirit, every spirit of the ancestors, every Akitolaba, every one of our ancestors, we come against their foul, demonic, generational spirit, and we break it and we bind alcoholic spirit, homosexuality spirit, lesbian spirit, lying, demonic tongue spirit, every spirit of illicit sex in the name of Jesus. The one that have an abortion, Father God, we ask for forgiveness tonight. The ones that out there tonight having illicit sex out there, we come against every foul spirit. And we say, Lord God, that person come and repent to you tonight, Lord Jesus. Every danger, every wheel on the chariot that comes in. Forcefully tonight, we break it off And that chariot will not come and try to take us out. It will not come and try to run us over. We break it now. I have a friend one time, Sister Grady, and she always talk about shivering, and that means she demolish things when she prays. And that word comes up in my spirit, right? Shiver, shaking it and taking it down now, breaking it and binding it in the name of Jesus. Onslaught, like a slaughterhouse, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Sever it, break it up in the spirit. Dismantle it in the spirit. The blood of Jesus is against it in the spirit. In our country, you talk about the chicken foot. That's a spirit of witchcraft, that they would use it with the blood and try to go. We break that now in the name of Jesus. People out there that trying to do things and they can't even get ahead because the cursed words have been placed upon them. Lying tongues have been set upon them. Oh, you're not going to be amount to anything. You're going to be, and we just break the spirit of doom and gloom and sickness and disease. We come against that foul snake spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Like they have a snapper, the sleeping cell. We break every sleeping cell in our family right now. We call for the spirit of abundance. Abundance, every good thing, according to Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. We're blessed going out and we're blessed coming in. We will go over and not under, always abiding and abounding every good work. So that means we only have joy and peace and abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will not go below number 15. Verses 15, we will stay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We will go in and we will call it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. Karama. There's joy, there's joy, there's joy, there's joy, there's joy, there's joy. Supernatural joy, supernatural joy. Tonight we come with joy. Tonight we come with joy. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Father, we thank you that your voice has been heard. Your voice has been already spoken over us. Your voice have already called us out of our mother's womb and set us apart from everybody else. We know who we are, so we call for it now. The commandment which you commanded thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you that we're setting high above every single nation. We are setting high above all the nation of the earth. Father God, that we are a blessing. Hallelujah, Lord God. The enemy will not overtake us, but the blessings of the Lord will overtake us. That means there won't be no curse. There won't be no sickness. There won't be no disease. There won't be no lying tongue on us, Lord God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you've already blessed us. You blessed us in our area. You blessed us in our city. You blessed us in the field. You blessed us going out and you blessed us coming in. We are not cursed. We are a blessing. Father, we thank you. The Abrahamic blessing is upon us. Father, we do not speak nothing but the blessings of the Lord. Blessed shall be the fruit. Father God, if we never got pregnant, if we are people that want to be pregnant, young ladies want to be pregnant and they're married, Father God, I pray that their womb will be blessed. I pray that they will be fruitful. If the husband have a problem, Father God, I pray that his body will work according to the word of God. Father, we thank you that they lay their hands upon their belly, that babies will come forth. Father, we break and we bind the spirit of barren. Barrenness has been broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we walk upright. We walk before you. We walk clean. Kando malerenda balekoya. I thank you that our bodies will be fruitful. I thank you that the ground that we walk on will be fruitful. I thank you that we'll only have increase. I thank you that everything, Father God, that's not of you will just drop to our feet. I thank you that the strong man will not come into our house and try to take us down. I thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit, as we speak, will bind the strong man from our house. I thank you that our storehouse will be filled. I thank you that we give and it shall be given back to us. Pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall man put into our bosom. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that we will be blessed going out, blessed coming in. The blessings of the Lord run after us, overshadow us, and overtake us. I thank you, mighty God. I thank you, mighty God. Oh, sondorabarabande. The Lord thy God will cause thine enemy, the ones that rise up against us, to be smitten. No enemy will try to come and befall us. We are the king's kid. We walk in power, we walk in might. We walk in supernatural health and supernatural wealth. We walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We walk in joy and we walk in peace. No weapon that form against us shall prosper, and nothing that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. You know what? I remember when I was younger as a child back home in Jamaica, they have it's an African ritual, and they used to call it like junkanoo, and they you know, like they party and they dance, and they come, and they will let you be so fearful when they come into your area. They either wanna run you down and make you get so scared and fearful. Now, you know that's not the enemy, and I just saw one just now in the spirit coming after the people, trying to attack the person that I'm seeing. The person is not online, and if the person is going to be listening tomorrow or any day that they go on and listen to it online or listen to it, any device that they listen to, I pray that this enemy will not touch them. I actually see it's a spirit of witchcraft. It is witchcraft. My God. And actually, what he wants to do, he wants to come in. And as a matter of fact, that person is online. Yeah, if the person's online, what they actually want to do is to come in and to actually set up shop into your house. You see, this thing has been set for your family, your whole entire family. And if you even remarried, it's also want to take the whole structure of the family setting down. So while I'm talking by the Spirit, you need to either go back tomorrow or whenever you have a chance to listen to the recording. This is information. If you have opened up the door for the enemy to come in, it is very important for you to read the scripture in the Bible, where when Jesus was coming and the enemy saw Jesus, if Sonny wanted to go look it up, she could look it up and put it up here. And the enemy said to Jesus, "Why do you want to come and actually torment me before the time?" And I believe Jesus said to that enemy, hold thy peace. And he will ask, so where do you want to go? And he said, in the pigs. And Jesus said, go. And effective immediately, they went right down into the pig and they were diminishing the water. Same concept. Same concept tonight. It doesn't matter about yesterday. It doesn't matter about the time when you come on the recording or even the time when you listen to the recording, or even the time when you listen online on the Zoom, or you're on Zoom or off Zoom or whatever. In other words, it doesn't matter what time. From the moment that you hear this, is that same moment where you're going to take charge. So that means if you're here now, you're taking charge now. If you're listening to the recording, that's when you take charge. So, effective immediately, whenever you hear this, that is the exact time you're going to say go. You're going to say go. And once you say go to these demonic activities, they're going to leave. Another thing, Jesus spent time with the Father. He knows exactly why he was here. So, effective immediately, we have to spend time with the Father. One of the ways you could spend time is just to have him in your heart. And believe that he came. Because at this point, time is in essence. And we don't have too many time. We don't have a long time. So we just have to believe right now that Jesus came. We don't have tomorrow. Once we're listening and once we're hearing, we don't have next week. We have now. Try to understand. When Jesus was coming down and that demonic person see Jesus. Out of that man or out of that woman, whoever it was, read about it for yourself. It says Mark 8, Matthew 8, son, it said, because I don't have it. I'm just getting it by the Spirit. Why do you come to torment me before the time? Jesus did not want himself to be exposed, so he kind of basically shut him up. Go, where you want to go, go. And effectively, the thing went. And I believe it says 3,000. Son, and look over the scripture again and see if it says 3,000. Look it over and see if it will say 3,000. But it was, I think it was a whole lot of demon that was in this person. And it basically come out and went into the water. We have to see it by faith. We just can't go around crying anymore, bawling anymore. It's just not, it doesn't make any sense. No. You gotta put on your big, you gotta put on your big girl clothes now. And you gotta say go. All right, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm talking to you. You gotta go. I don't know about nobody. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. So if you're here and you're trying to commute, you gotta go. It doesn't matter. You gotta go. You can't stay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have you ever been out in the element? I mean, all of a sudden, all these olden day things are coming. Like we're out in the element and we are in an air, we are in an area where it is olden days, olden times. So these spirits are really generational spirits. They're just not new ones. Yeah, but there was a scripture there, Sonia. They say two men with a herd of swine. Yeah, but there's another part of the scriptures in there where there was a lot of them that come out. It was a whole lot that come out of that individual. Now, I believe it was thousands. Yeah. So you have 8:28. But there's corresponding scriptures to it, and there were thousands that come out of that that end of that person. See what goes on with the scriptures. Matthew might see it differently, and John might say it something differently, but they all communicate with the same aspect, with the same things of what's going on. It's like three people goes out and everybody comes back with a different report, but it's the same report and they mean the same thing. It's just that one might even report a little bit longer, but it's the same concept. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So you can go. I'm not going to go research it. You can go. Individual that's here are the ones going to listen the next day. You can go and you could actually go research it and look for it for yourself. The word was legions. Yeah, there it is. It was legions that come out of that person. See, it was legions that come out. Some scriptures say legions. And yeah, some scriptures say legions, and they went into the water. So that's why it is so important when someone is talking to you, you yourself have to go check for yourself. Because even though Santa was saying something, I know that there were thousands. And she said, and the word of God, it says legions. If you go to another part of the scriptures, you will see where it says legions. So I may interpret it different. Sonia maybe interpret. All of us went on a mission. I remember one time we went someplace with the church, and we went to someplace in I think it was in Worcester, Massachusetts, and it was a lot of us. And even though I was on the ministerial level with the other ministers, people that comes back and did their report. And when I look over the report, every single person have report, but they had something attached to that report. That doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's just that another person see it in another area, and they just, say, okay, this is what happened. So when I look over the report, that's why when I was teaching in Manchester, different people, like I might have one, the Spirit of God may say to me, this person, I want you to have teach this person or train this person in prayer. And somebody, I have one of my daughter come back to me and said, they didn't want to do no prayer. They don't want to do prayer. And I'm like, okay. But that's how the Spirit of God say for me to give you the instruction to do prayer. One may be taught an evangelist. I may teach somebody about how to evangelize. Or the other person, we have the evangelist, we have the prophetic classes. The Father would tell me in what area this person is in that area. And then I would give out the assignment based on that area. And I live to see people would come back and say to me, thank you for that assignment, because of that assignment, it taught me how to pray. That is why it's so important to minister by the Spirit. Because once you start ministering by the Spirit, you can't go wrong. Even though there's a scripture in the Bible tell you, try the Spirit and see as if of God. Because I may be wrong. I may tell you something that's not right. That doesn't mean you're going to tear me down, and I'm going to tear you down. It's that you yourself will go check the scriptures for yourself. And once you check the scripture for yourself, you're going to know if that person is on track or off track. It's very important to study, to show thyself approved. That is what the scripture said a good workman does. And we are workmen unto God. Hallelujah. Then I know again, I see the octopus. And they have different eyes. I remember I talked to a long time ago about the octopus. Now I'm seeing it differently. It have green and they have off-white and rusty color, like this octopus has been beaten up in the water. So there is an octopus in your water. Wow. And just like Chukuribasiti, just like that demon speak out of that person, and Jesus said, go. Now you have to know the word of God. You got to know that word, Holy Spirit. You got to know that faith come by hearing. You got to know that it comes by the hearing by the word of God. You got to know that when you speak according to Hebrews 11, you're going to see action according to John 6:63, because the action of the word is life. So you got to speak to every octopus in your life. And don't you know that octopus is basically, it looks like it's in the bottom of the water and it sucks up all the nastiness in your life in the water. And don't you know once the octopus sucked out all those garbage out of your life, it has some use. It have use. Because the octopus is like could be like a little turtle. What does a turtle does? He's one of the great species of the sea. Wow. Tonight I want to let you know. Wow. I am seeing so many things. It's like I'm in your house and I see purple water in the house. And oh my God, it's turmoil in the house. Oh my God. Family confusion in the house. Oh my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come, Lord Jesus, and we go to the bottom of the sea with that octopus right now. And we clean up every octopus spirit that's in our life, everything that comes in our life to drain us. Clean it up now, Jesus. And release the venom of the Holy Spirit, which is an antidote. People, put your hand out. Put your hand out to the heavens and declare that your life will never be the same. Your life will be changed. Your family will be changed because the spirit of the octopus has been torn off of your life. And you will be free. Yes, go in the mighty name of Jesus. Go and never to return in the name of Jesus. Loose the foot, loose it, loose us, loose us. Let us be free. Every venom that's not of you, Lord, we break it and we bind it. Father, there's time now, God, where we should all come together and pray and be free. We just come and shake off our complacency. Viola, is that Matthew 28:13 you're saying, or Matthew 13? What are you saying? Because I'm not looking in my Bible. So I want you to type on here. I see the number 13, but what are you saying in regards to that 13? Is it Mark 13? Because as I said, I'm not looking it up. So you're gonna look it up for yourself. Is it Mark? Okay, so it's Mark 5:13. And when you look into the Mark 5:13, what did they say? What did they say? Did they say legion? Did you find the word legion in it? I'd like for you to find the word legion in one of the scriptures and put it up there. Because there's one that's okay then. And what happened to those legion? Where did that legion go? Where did it go when that legion come out of that individual? Where did it go? Did it say the pigs go down into the water and drown? Is that what it says? Because I am not going in my Bible because it's in there. Praise God. And how much was that legion? Was it 3,000 or 2,000? Hallelujah. 2,000. Praise God. So think about that. Think about that. The Spirit of God. Think about that. 2,000. All those spirits over there. Antagonizing that individual, tearing that person apart, and that spirit, no God, the spirit, no Jesus, you are the Son of God. And if you go into, and when Peter was over there walking around, I think it was either Peter or Paul, but one of them, you're gonna have to look for it for yourself. It's like a puzzle. Go check it out. It's either Peter or Paul. And the woman was out there with those people, and she was the one that was like, you know, when you go see people and you sit down and you talk to them and you pay them money, and they're able to see things, and she was walking around the disciple, but they were not disciples anymore. I believe they were apostles, and they shut her down. I'm gonna tell you right now, you gotta read the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the water come forth. Yeah, let that blue water come forth. Let that blue water come forth. Let that blue water come forth. Because when the blue water comes forth, it comes to wash. It comes to clean. It comes to cleanse everything that's not of God. It's not of God. And tonight we are looking for that water. Tonight, we are looking for that cleansing of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we are binding every single thing that is not of the Creator tonight. The elephant, drive that elephant out of that room. Every one of those spirits that's not of God and they're being exposed, drive them out of that place, drive them out of the house. Drive them out of the room. Tonight we have the eyes of the spirit and we're seeing them. We're seeing all these animals. We're seeing all these birds, these foul demonic ancestral spirit. Bakuri mama. Jesus. The elephant comes with sickness. Okay, balebo. Come with sickness, it brings the heaviness into your ankles, into your knees. Man, if I didn't fall down, I would have said that's for me. But if the Spirit of God said that have something to do with me too, I'll hold on to that and drive that out. But if it have anything to do with you, it comes and is set into a form where it is messing with the heart. So if it have anything to do with that, you can hold on to that and drive that out. That ankle, it is like a elephant foot. Drive that out. And oh my God, and then when it comes on to the spirit of poverty, okay, let's get back to the elephant foot because, yeah, that's what it is. Like if the foot of the elephant, drive it out of your family. Generational spirit, an elephantitis, an elephant spirit, drive it out of your family. Drive it out now. When I lift my hand, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I'm communicating with you. My hands upon your hands, and we are in combat practice. We are in fire mode right now, and we driving it out in the mighty name of Jesus. There you go. There you go. We break that over you right now. We break that spell over you right now. We break that over you. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we come and we speak it and we drive it now in the name of Jesus. The blood from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, and we command that body, we command that foot to be in line with the Spirit of God. And when that person walks now, they will walk free. Free in the mighty name of Jesus. So we break that in Jesus' name. We break that in Jesus' name. We break that in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We break that in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been shown tonight, God, we break it. Everything that has been shown tonight, we break it. Kabosikila. And we come against that spirit. It's testosterone? Anything to do with the in the man? Oh God, we come against that right now. And we break that in the name of Jesus. That our body will function properly in the mighty name of Jesus. That it will feel like they're about 16 in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every prostate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call that prostate to be whole, every blood in the body to be able to be cleansed and to be clean. We stand in the gap in the mighty name of Jesus for every single one of the men in our family, in Makusima, in the name of Jesus. Break and bind cancer of the breast. In the name of Jesus, we come against the cancer from the man into the woman. We come and we see the nipple and we break it. In the name of Jesus, we come against that. We put our hand over our body and we call for cancer cell to be broken now in Jesus' name. Cancer cell in the body, in the bloodline to be broken in the body, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the stomach. Yepate bakote baba mamakote. Cancer in the blood, cancer in the belly, cancer in the uterus. We break it and we bind it. Cancer in the fingers. We break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Cancer in the knee. We break a bakote. We could have cancer in our knees. Bushumabeke. Every cut that's not getting better. All right is sugar. Lord God Almighty, Father, we come and we stand in the gap. We go into the uterus right now, Father. We dry up every blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Bleeding cell, break it in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and we stand like the woman with the issue of blood. We break it and we bind it. Jesus, 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 thou son of David. Have mercy. Mmm. Every adulterous spirit. Every spirit of lies, divorce, come against that in the name of Jesus. Kiribusito. Neno kondole badoi. Kinamotondolo rebekende. Siromo kondala mandele monde. We call for the family, Lord. We call for the family, Lord Jesus. We call for the family to be whole, God. De lo moshande ke otora baba umamba. We call for the blessings of Abraham upon the family, God. We bless them in the city and we bless them in the field. Generation, family, bless them, Lord Jesus. Blessed is the womb of the woman, God. Blessed is the husband. We call the family to be back in line, Lord God. Meno kusishi. We bind up every ant's nest, Lord Jesus. Every ant's nest, God. Every biting spirit, God. Every spirit that bites, we break it and we bind it, Lord God Almighty. Every witch type spirit that comes and pokes and jokes and pokes, we break it and we bind in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the cleansing water that cleanses the family, cleanse the generation, cleanse the house. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you, God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Elohim, Elohim, eternal creator and God of the universe. Hallelujah. The God who sanctifies. Hallelujah. The God that heals. Hallelujah. Every single part of the body that's not in line, that's not in line. Loro mondo namaye. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, yeah, nah. Nanomuma Jovaro Jovaro na. You're the God that heals. You're the God that heals. You're the God that heals. You're the God that healing me. You're the God, my healer. Sheromondelaboye. You send your word and you heal my disease. You want healing. You want healing in your body. Put your hand up. Stand in the gap for your Rabba Koryaba. Stand in the gap for your generation. Stand in the gap for your family. You're the God, my healer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch, touch, touch from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. You're the God that healed me. You're the God, my healer. You send your word and you heal my disease. Father, you are our Jehovah Nisi. Father, you are our provider. Father, you are our Jehovah Teskenu Namakoria Mama. You're the God, Jehovah Shamak. Hallelujah. My healer. You're the God that healed me. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Graciously, 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 we speak tonight. We speak. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your everlasting kindness. We bind and we break every frog-like type spirit. Every frog that comes and hip and hop with all different types of bumps and claws and spirits that don't look right and ugliness and want to come and want to just jump and come into our space. We drive that out in the name that is above every single night, Jesus, Jesus, break now every yoke of bondage, break now every confusing spirit, break now, I pray. Clean us up, Almighty God. Let us walk tonight in the spirit of obedience. Let us walk in the joy of our salvation. Let us walk hand in hand with you, Holy Father. Let us walk. Let us walk. Let our footstep, Almighty God, let it be ordered by you. Let our footstep becomes your footsteps. When we walk with you, Father, let you walk that men may know that you, Father, you're alive and you're not dead. So as we move strategically in the airways and on the byways, move now with us. We pray. Father, we goes into the belly of man right now. And we drive out by your spirit everything that's not of you, mighty God. Touch now. We release jobs. We release homes. We release babies. We release peace. We release healing, joy. Break everything that's not of you, God. Bring laborers into their path. Drive now every evil source and force from around them, I pray. Lift them up on high and let every demonic force and source from the generation walk now under their feet. And lift them up, Lord God, and elevate them. Let them be like hinds' feet. Let them run, Lord God, and not faint. Move them strategically now in the earth, that they may be able to come now as ministers in the land. Father God, I pray this prayer. Father God, I believe we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus as we come collectively tonight and we bind and we drive out every demonic source and force. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Bale me kore ma. Wona mo shende la mo ye. A 3-4 cord is not easily broken. And there's more than one or two or three of us on the phone tonight. We are gathered before you. And there you are in the midst. We bind every source and force. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a river. That never runs dry. There is a fountain that never runs dry. Take me to that river. Never runs. It never runs dry. Put your hand up and receive the healing in your body. Drive now every force and source. Bind the spirit of confusion in the mighty name of Jesus out of our eyes in Jesus' mighty name. Break now, I pray. Break now, I pray. Break now, I pray. In the name of Jesus, break now, I pray. Break now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. And we give you worship. Glory, hallelujah, 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 God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. You're the King of Kings, and you're the Lord of Lords, and you're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And we come now into that water pot, and we stand and we declare, Lord Jesus, that as we go through this water tonight, there is no enemy that can befall us. Father God, in the name that is above every single name, we thank you this day in Jesus' name. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Koramande leba sondo. Ayanane nena. Namasetelema. Okay, so I was getting ready to get off the line, but warrior Brandy, well, you say you're God's warrior, so we're just gonna stand in the gap for you tonight. We're gonna stand in the gap for you tonight. We're gonna stand in the gap for you tonight, God's warrior. And if you're a warrior, what does warrior do? Warriors know how to fight. Warrior know how to fight. Warriors know how to fight. And if you're God's warrior, and just like I have the lion behind me, you do have the same lion. And you got the warrior spirit, the warrior demon. You have the warrior demon, so now you have to have the warrior of the king. So when those warrior demons come in trying to take you down, you have to remind them of the warrior of the king that you have. You understand me? When those voices trying to come in and trying to talk and make it seem like you're off, no, you got to say no, 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 no. You got to stand and you got to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Things that I used to do before, I do them no more. So then, those familiar spirits that's around you, you have to drive them away. It's familiar. Those are not, it's familiar. Those are familiar spirits. Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? So you got to tell them to go. You got to tell them to back off and flee. Back off and flee. So in the name of Jesus, put your hand up, warrior. Both hands. You drive in or you're in the house? And you drive in or you're in the house? But put one hand up. Wherever you are, just put, if it's even the right hand.
I'm driving.
Okay, just put up. Okay, so that's the right hand, right?
Yeah, far
okay.
Hand.
All right, so, okay, all right. So I wish you were able to park and pull over and go somewhere, but you're driving. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're driving. So put your hand on the wheel. I don't want nothing to happen to you. Put your hand on the
oh,
wheel.
Oh, I got, oh, okay.
Okay, just drive. I don't want, I don't know. I don't want, no, You drive, but I'm here to tell you tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight, as a warrior in the body of Christ, what does warrior do? Warrior war. So by the name, you're going by the name warrior. You're going to have to tell those demonic spirit when they do come, back off. Okay? Back off and flee. We break and we bind every spirit of witchcraft. Oh my God. Every spirit that try to come and to plague, especially you in your surroundings. See, the thing is, if we were doing things before and then when we get saved, we have them same attractions. You understand me? And what they do, they try to come in and they try to confuse the situation or try to confuse the area. So what I want you to do tonight once you get home, is whatever that's in there that's having the attraction. Have you ever do house cleaning? Have you ever cleaned your house? Brandy, have you ever cleaned your house? Have you ever cleaned the house of whatever is that's not in there, that's in there, that's not supposed to be in there, like statues and anything that's gonna attract anything that's not of God? Have you ever thrown things out? Huh?
Just over the last few months, I have been cleaning out and I've gotten rid of a lot of things. And I prayed on it and I anointed and I've done all that.
Okay, well, clothes, wherever, any kind of attraction, because I see the demonic world. I don't know if you were in it or playing with it or whatever, but anything that's in there, you got to be thrown out. You want no attraction in the house. You understand what I'm trying to say? Look
Yeah,
to the
I
coat.
understand.
Look to your clothes. Look to whatever. I mean, because all I'm seeing is familiar spirits, okay? And they speak. They talk. They speak to you in your ears. They talk. So I don't know what's in there, but you have to go in and you got to look around. And in your spirit, if you don't feel right in your spirit, like a spirit of sickness, it may bring sickness on you. Every day you get up, you might feel sick. You know what I'm saying? You have to dump these things. If you have books in there, you got to throw them out. You see what I'm trying to say? Any kind of attraction. Okay? In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can't have them in there. They gotta go. And that's why these familiar spirits will come in. But once I see them and I'm looking at them, I drive them out. But even though you drive them out, you're gonna have to want to keep them out. Because I could drive them out, but what's gonna happen if you're still attracting them? They're gonna come back. If you remember that scripture, but the Bible tells you. When you get rid of them, they're gonna come back seven times and even greater. So that's the situation you're in. They're gonna bring headache. Are you having headaches now? Are you having headaches? Huh?
No, I'm not. A couple oils come back up on my body again.
Yeah. That's what it is.
But it's a form of witchcraft because the situation is I lost a friend who accepted Christ. And when I was at the hospital, her oldest daughter was so against God. So against don't believe and stuff like that. And I know she's carrying something that tried to attach itself to me.
Well,
And,
hey.
but I
Let
think
me
I'm not going to
okay.
listen
Let
to you,
me
Mom.
back you up. Let me back you up for a minute.
Okay.
I don't care who gonna try to attach something. I don't give a rat's nest, like my daughter would say. Okay. I have an older daughter, and she's the first one I hear that from. Mommy, I don't give a rat's nest. And I'm telling you tonight, I don't give a rat's nest. You know why? That's bull crap. Once I am covered in the blood, no demon in hell. I don't care what. Let me tell you something. God called me into deliverance. I'm in a deliverance business. Once they come into my space, they cannot stay in my space. Do you understand me? Because I have eyes to see them. And once I look and I see them, they gotta go. I'm telling you right now, you're gonna have to, YOU, capitalize U, capitalize Y, capitalize O, capitalize U. You gotta clean up yourself because no matter what I do or how I say it or how I slice it, you don't never have to come on the phone another night. I don't give a rat's nest. I'm telling you, they are not gonna go unless you do house cleaning. I don't care what it may look like and how it may slice. House cleaning got to be done. Do you understand me, Tara Marshall? House clean, you gotta understand me. House cleaning gotta be done. And once you come on this line, I got eyes to see. And I don't bull crap. I don't mess around. I don't play around. I ain't got no time for nobody on their church. Going to these dead churches and people in there coming in there and they got all these demons. Oh no, bull crap, baby, bull crap. I'm gonna tell you right now, Brandy, warrior, as you said, go on. I don't care what you got to do. I ain't telling nobody to burn no sage because I don't believe in sage. That's witchcraft. I'm telling you to plead the blood of Jesus in your house. And them raggedy looking clothes up under the hanger with all them head skulls, throw them out. That's attraction. Get some nice looking clothes. Look at me. I'm over in my 300 pounds. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. I ain't going around with no demon on my head, on my shirt. I'm gonna be going around with some blood of Jesus. You see what I got here? Healing, deliverance, prophetess, Ruth Carr. I'm gonna go around looking like that when them demons come. Hey, Brandy, let me tell you something, girl. They in your house. They on you. They around you. How you gonna get rid of them? Drive them out with the blood of Jesus. Drive them out with the blood of Jesus. Ain't tell me nothing. This ain't time for joke. Do you hear me, Gloria? This ain't no time to be joking. This is time for war. And it's 8:46. I could be with y'all all night, but I'm going to my bed. Them demons ain't real. That you think they ain't real? Yes, they are real. I said them demons ain't real and I ain't. Nobody said no. They are real. Yeah, and if you play with them bad boys, they gonna play with you. And they gonna drive you not to drink but to be dead. That's what them demons are real. Gloria. Brandy, them demons are real, my baby girl. And I wrote your name down. See your name on paper? See? I wrote it down. Because once the thing got a zoom and a zoom over there, I started writing. That's how I roll. The Holy Spirit give me information and I start writing. Warrior. And today's the 30th, June 30th. I love you, Brandy. I love you. I love you. I love you. But Tara, I love you too. But Brandy, you just gotta listen, my darling. Even though you're not, like around here messing around and playing around with these people and stuff like that, they're still
No, I
demons.
don't play. I told him I don't play. And it's crazy when he said demons because I've been seeing shadowy figures like when I'm driving parked or whatever. And when I go to look, they run and disappear. And I asked Lord, he goes, he's sending them to get you off to where I'm calling you in this new season, preparing the new wineskin for the new wine in this new season. And I said, well, when I look, they run. He goes, yeah, because Jesus lived in you. So when those demons know that you go to look at them, they know they're going to die, so they don't want to look at you when you look at them and they run. So I know it's things and distractions and it's things that I don't play with. I'm like, be gone in Jesus' name. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I don't play. I have Jesus in me, so you can send all the demons you want, but guess what? Jesus, I already have the victory and I cover myself in the blood of the Lamb. I am not the one. I am not the one to play with. I don't play.
Well, just go home and just start doing some house cleaning. And I have you today, the 30th, and the time is 8:49. So I'll have you on my and God bless you, and I thank you for being on the call.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that word. I'm going to pray and see what God reveals to me to where I definitely need to go in, and maybe I am holding on to something. And get rid of some
Yeah, in
more
your
clothes
bedroom and
or do what
yeah, and
I
your
gotta
clothes,
do.
yeah. In your bedroom and
Yeah.
in your closet. Your bedroom, your
I
closet.
will.
Just check your bedroom, your closet, go in your bathroom, your bedroom and in your closet. and just check and just start dumping, you know? And just start
Okay.
dumping the stuff
Thank
that,
you.
praise God. I love you, darling. And thank you
Love you
for
too.
being on the
Thank you.
call. Thank you for
You're
seeing me
welcome.
person. Tara, I love you. I love you, Tara. And
I love you too.
yeah, God bless you and just watch over you and keep you safe and don't have to worry about the destructiveness that's around and trying to come in and trying to play havoc. Just stand and just there's a scripture for you and it's in Ephesians 6 talking about standing and just standing. And you know what? Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I have it over here. Ephesians 6. I have it on this thing here. I look at it all the time. And then I'm going to go every single person. In Ephesians 6, verse 17 to. Wait a minute. I believe you got verse 6, 14, 15. Okay. So you're going to start from Ephesians 6. And one of them is the it says the sword of the spirit, the blessed spirit of righteousness, the belt of truth, also the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the shoes of peace. So it's Ephesians 6:11 to 17. Start from verse 10 already, and just do it. Just go in there and just do it. Praise God. I want to thank everybody for being on the call
Amen.
tonight. God is good. And don't let the enemy try to run you out of town because the enemy has no power. 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 Enemy has no power. Enemy has no power. And tomorrow, go back in and listen. Maybe in the afternoon when Kenneth put that recording up and research what the octopus is. Research what the octopus is. There's something about that octopus and the turtle. Because I see, when I was looking, I see something actually in the bottom of the water. So go and check it, because I'd have to go check it myself. What that octopus does it cleanse the bottom of the water? Is that octopus was actually cleaning out in the spirit? Significant, like a significant cleaning out in the spirit, what is going on in your life? The Holy Spirit comes in, but it's giving you like a symbol of the octopus. What does the octopus do on dry on land, really, or in water? The octopus does not live on land, but in water. And then we see also that blue water. I know right then that blue water is cleansing. It washes you like the washing of the word. So take some time out. Take some time out and just do this. Research it, look it over, trust God and live. Just trust him. I have to go because my birthday, I'm 70 now, and I had a nice birthday on the 18th, and I want you guys to continue praying for me. I have a Trisha hook me up. Other people call, give me gifts. It was such an excitement. I got so much money for my birthday. People just send me gifts, and I was like, wow, and Trisha gave me my little crown on my head, and I was looking so nice. 70. So, pray for me, people. I was like, I was having a ball. I have for 70 years old, and all these people calling me and thanking God for me and all my little babies in Connecticut and all over the world, and I have all these kids and mama, and I'm like, wow, my babies. So, guys, just lift me up in prayer, you know. I love you guys, and God bless you. And I'm 70 years old, and you can't tell me nothing. Yeah. Ruth Elizabeth, God bless you guys, and God keep you, and may his face shine upon you. And I want you to pray for America and the nations of the world. Don't get political, just pray for our location. Pray for our governmental system. Pray for Israel. Pray for peace. It's so important. It's so important. Pray for the sleeper cells that activated, it already activated in America. Yesterday we have death in Idaho. Pray, just pray. The Bible said we have to pray and not faint. Let's do that. And right now, hey, thank you. Thank you, baby. Happy belated. Yeah, girl, you can't tell me nothing. I'm old. I'm 70. Just pray. Just pray. And I love you guys. For our watch, I believe our watch on Fridays are going to change because I'm hearing from the Father in regards to our watch. And as you guys know, long time ago, the Father had me on a Save America from 2014. And I believe that's what he's talking to me about in regards to. So our watch is going to change tremendously. We may just watch maybe just like one time instead of have the 3-4 watch for the night. Well, once I get the proper information, I'll let you guys know. And who wants to be a part of that setting, because that's what the watch is going to be about. The watch is going to be about praying for the nations. And we do still have our Wednesday prayer. Yeah, so I do love you guys, and God bless you. Pray for me and my family, and I'm praying for you and your family. And if you know anyone that wants deliverance or healing in any form, any shape, whenever the information comes out to you, you could give them the line. Let them come on. And you really don't have to tell me anything, because I really don't have to hear anything. I just want to be led by the Spirit. And that way, the individual, when they come on, they'll be able to be delivered, set free by the Holy Spirit. That's why the life of the prophet or the prophetess, sometimes they're very, very lonely. Very lonely. Very lonely. Amen. Amen. Have a great night. God bless you. I love you guys.